Hey everyone, it's Sherry again, Savvy Smart Solutions. So I just finished a 12-page research paper. I could have selected, I had like 20 different topics to choose from in the IT world or technology and innovation. And I chose knowledge management systems or learning management systems. And I did that because I'm learning, and I think it's directly applicable. So it's just an interesting field to research, especially because we have such a growing trend in artificial intelligence and what industry calls machine learning. Now, I didn't go too far. I didn't even research artificial intelligence or machine learning. I looked at it from the online user e-learner perspective and what research shows in terms of how these systems are used in companies, businesses, and on the internet. So obviously, you know, online learning for formal educational institutions are almost everyone, every learning institution has one, which is awesome. You can get a formal degree online. But there's other kinds of learning systems. One categorized as knowledge management, which is strictly defined as a corporate database of knowledge assets. So whatever the company knows, right? And each system obviously is different. I've seen a few, which is, actually, I've seen two in practice and in the workplace used, which are just basic learning systems online that provide a place to register for classes, watch videos, take tests, and learn subject-specific material that may or may not be related to your directly related to your day-to-day work activities. So as an employee of a firm, I was bored. I thought, well, let me check out this knowledge management system that's online and take a class. And it was on the stock market. So it wasn't directly related to my job duties and responsibilities, although it sort of was because, you know, I had to support those areas. So it was beneficial. But the problems that I found in looking at these knowledge management systems and learning management systems is they're all individualized. There's not a total overall knowledge management solution for an individual. It's either corporately developed and managed at a business, or it's available online by separate entities or companies or institutions, right? So Aspen University is a formal educational institution with accreditation that offers online learning. But the massive open, let's see, what is it called? Massive, I have to keep checking this. Massive open online courses, MOOCs, are free online courses available for anyone to enroll. And there's actually master's degree programs with, you know, formal educational institutions, as well as online courses from a specific company. And there's a few different companies that offer this type of learning. And they call it college preparation, career development, supplemental learning, lifelong learning, corporate e-learning and training, and more. And I looked at other learning systems, such as those offered by Microsoft and Google for product-specific knowledge and systems, looking at their storage, knowledge management, certificates of completion, and what it sort of means, or not what it means, but how it's tracked for a user. And unfortunately, we don't have a learning management system for every individual user. So I have to go, if I'm interested in taking professional or personal development courses from and trying out all of these different platforms, there's no one single area for me to document and store my certificates, manage my schedule, manage the content area, or to develop an actual education or personal and professional development plan. So that's a business area that's totally missing in this whole world of knowledge management and learning systems. There is also no system that shows how the learning and the time spent learning in online courses, free or actually paid, actually directly contribute to career development, personal development, or actionable products or outputs that show proof that that knowledge gathered or viewed online, digested from online learning, either from a YouTube video or a series of videos or a series of instructionals, actually resulted in the application of the material to produce tangible goods. Like, for example, I researched how to upgrade my countertops online. And I found 10 different ways to do that. And I looked into all the different options and I made my decision and I planned to do that. And I didn't know those things before I went in. So just the internet itself is considered a learning management system or a learning system. It is not a management system. It is a learning system. If it were a management system, I'd be able to store and categorize the learning as it relates to the goal of upgrading my countertops, as it relates to the products I've selected, the option I've selected, and the completion of that project, as well as the skill development and knowledge that was gained from the research spent. So I read for several days and watched videos for several days and demonstrations in order to make my decision, making me qualified and confident enough to actually perform these tasks myself, which the internet is great for. It's amazing. It's not going to prepare me to become a countertop specialist or a contractor until I can actually put the learning into practice and gain experience and then maybe include it on my resume or in some way to obtain business or use that skill to make money. And the internet is great for that. It's up to each individual in what area they choose to spend their time learning and applying the knowledge to make profits and to increase revenues and to contribute to corporate or company goals, or even just increase knowledge to improve performance of, say, computer applications or the business field of whatever your business or job role is. So while companies buy these knowledge management systems and implement and make them available to employees, they don't often align with an overall training and professional development plan for every employee to grow their knowledge and expertise and develop skill in certain areas. Some firms do, and it's amazing because it provides clear direction for career progression and promotion. And it clearly helps people grow and become more knowledgeable in many different areas. And that's the point of career progression or professional and personal development. So knowledge and learning management systems are amazing, but the problem exists in that some places call it knowledge management, others call it learning management, others call it e-learning, others call it online video demonstrations, online tutorials, frequently asked questions, product research information, and it's all, there's no clear cut strategy for an individual to go, I want to learn about this one thing, and this is the strategy I'm going to use to do that. I'm going to watch 4 videos, I'm going to read an article, and I'm going to make my decision, and I'm going to apply that knowledge. I'm going to spend X amount of time on that. You don't know until you go into it, right? You just don't know. Because there's so much different content out there on the internet. So there is no clear learning strategy. And there's also no storage of such knowledge and achievements associated with learning. Right? So if I attended and completed 45 courses in Microsoft and received 45 badges showing proof of completion of that training material, it's useless if I don't touch the system, if I don't work on the system, and if I can't apply it in the real world. But it is helpful in making me a knowledgeable professional that can evaluate one system against another one, or even just the training and learning management system offered by that corporation. I can put it on my resume, but I don't know how well that's going to be received if I'm not strategically using that information to obtain a position or promotion or some kind of recognition that I understand this system. Great. It's directly applicable to the position you've applied for, and that's amazing. So I think the frustration for me is that I have to go to 6 different, 7 different places to manage what I learn and the courses that I've completed, such as the Federal Veterans, some kind of learning environment, training and learning environment for information security. I've completed countless courses and hours of coursework in that subject. But even though there are institutions that are certified by the National Security Agency in Information Systems Security Management, that coursework is not recognized and transferable and any formal education that I pursue in that subject must be retaken. So there's no real system that applies credit for online learning modules. So if I completed a MOOC course and paid or didn't pay, it was free, completed a special course from, say, Duke University or Yale in economics, and I was going for a degree in economics, it's not applied as college credit. Even though it's free and available online for viewing. So you have to ask yourself the question, is this old material? Is it no longer accepted? Is it, why? What's going on here? Where's the disconnect? And what seems to be the problem? So technically, I could go use Coursera.com and attend 5 or 7 different universities and get coursework from all those universities that equates to a bachelor's or a master's degree in specific subject fields or subject areas, walk away without a formal degree, but be as knowledgeable in the education delivery as the Yale or Duke graduate, but most likely not because they're all different universities. But that doesn't and shouldn't be a factor, because if you're a Duke graduate compared to a Yale graduate, I mean, what's the big corporate difference? You went to school, you learned it, you learned the subject. The subject material is not totally different. And if it is, we don't know what that is. There's no real studies that compare Duke's online learning versus Yale's online learning or MIT's online learning. But yet there is this sort of tiered ranking structure, whether it be by acceptance criteria, cost, length of program, or other criteria that established and is used in that whole educational ranking system. So learning management is interesting, and the biggest system that we have at our fingertips is the internet, which is a keyword system where you don't even have to type in, how do I upgrade my countertops? You just have to type upgrade countertops and you have 10 different ideas and instructional videos available to show you how to do that with associated products. That's quite amazing. It's quite amazing. And if I had a construction company and I wanted to offer that service, I could train my employees in a matter of a day and we can offer that new service. So the internet is one of the biggest, but it has a ways to go because each individual is responsible for managing and tracking their completions and applicability of the learning material into real world life activities to prove that they can actually put that knowledge to use. And that's the point of the whole point of a learning system. That's why we learn, so that it can be put to use. I always wondered, like, why do I have to learn history in school, right? I'm not going to put this to use. Why do I have to learn this? But I guess it's because we have to understand historically where we've been in order to avoid creating the same problems that our previous family members and civilians or whatever military people did in the past, or to create technology advancements and innovations to make things better so that we don't make the same stupid mistakes that were made in the past, where there were lessons learned, captured and changed industry practices and business law. So anyways, what a great area, learning management. What is also great is that it's available to everyone, pretty much. And you can pick and choose what subject areas you want to focus on. So it's, while that's fun, I just don't like the fact that there's no way to store and categorize. And I suppose there is. Like, I could store and categorize my content using bookmarks to store informational sources. But there's no way to, like, showcase how I put it to use. So I read this great article on SEO, and I was able to put it to use directly in my business because that's part of my business. So I had direct evidence that it worked. So I proved it to myself and to others, and I actually profited on it. So that's great. And I learned it all on the internet. So that shows that the internet provides opportunity as long as you're willing to be self-guided, directed, and can stay focused with strategic goals and develop your own plan to do it, to make it happen. Some are far more successful than others. But the information is there on how to do whatever you want to do, which is awesome. Such content enables the creation of skilled workers if they are willing to spend time learning and applying knowledge, not just in the areas of countertops, but other do-it-yourself tasks that many people would rather call an artist or qualified contractor to do. It's awesome because Home Depot has a full do-it-yourself video series, not just limited to their products, but actual tasks where you can buy the associated products, and it has it listed and showcased for you there, which is great. So businesses are using these as promotional and marketing tools to get you to buy their product. So if I learned about epoxy resin covering for my countertops, they use an actual product brand specific name and use the video to promote it, which is awesome. It's killing two birds with one stone while educating the community and selling the product. Because product knowledge is what prompts us to buy. But yet there is no way to honestly track consumer product knowledge. Internet sites offer analytics like click rates, time on page, conversion rates, and sales, but there's no overall browser report for each user in regions or areas that show specific interests for specific products that were either sparked by an advertisement or referred from another originator, such as the TV, a word of mouth, or someone else's idea or requirement that they researched a specific topic or thing. So that's lacking, which can greatly benefit the industry and each individual. Totally. I would love to see a report on my product knowledge that I've gained in the last 60 days based upon my internet search history and how much time I've spent on specific topics. It won't adequately convey what's going on in my real life in terms of applicability, because I would have to input that information, or we'd have to have a serious surveillance system in place or tracking system that shows you bought the product, you took it home, you built this table because you liked the wood, and you put it on your project task list with the specific materials needed and the location that you were going to purchase it at. So you had a structured project plan and showed how you quickly put the information to use, but you don't duplicate your strategy to share it with others. So you can't really grow American knowledge and application of such a project management or learning management task without some sort of system that allows you to do that. So people are using YouTube to demonstrate with video when there are so many other options that could be developed. Either way, we've come a long way, and I think it's going to go. It's definitely not going to go away. Hopefully they'll grow in a lot of areas and meet those additional needs and close the gaps of proof of knowledge and proof of learning, and so that we don't have to waste time on useless knowledge like things that and questions on Trivial Pursuit. Although that is considered entertaining and fun, nothing is really learned from it other than a person's ability to remember facts that are written on the back of little cards and certain subjects, which is good for, like I said, entertainment and winning the game, but no real applicability in real life that results in profit or increased intellectualism. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a nice day. I'm going to put my paper up so you can all read it.